USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the United States economy has added 379,000 jobs in February. Most of the jobs that were added in February were in leisure and hospitality, the hardest hit sectors of the economy. While February's numbers were better than expected, the market recovery continues to lag in other parts of the economy. The United States has administered more than 165 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the country as of Sunday morning and distributed nearly 208 million, the CDC said on Sunday. President Biden has come under fire for failing to mention Jesus Christ in his Easter address Sunday. Biden made sure to mention COVID-19 17 times. Critics said his address was an insult as he failed to honor the Christian symbol of faith and instead used a religious message for political purposes. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
New York lawmakers are closing in on a state budget deal that will likely increase taxes on top of businesses and wealthy New Yorkers by billions of dollars. The massive $200 billion spending proposal, including a so-called millionaire tax, broke on Sunday for the Easter holiday. Legislators and Governor Cuomo are expected to reconvene in Albany, New York on Monday. Major League Baseball hypocritically requires a photo ID for fans to pick up tickets at stadium box offices, even as it attacks Georgia's voter ID law that expands voting in the Peach State. Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Georgia because of the new laws. Federal data on causes of death in America show that in 2018, falling down accounted for at least 126 times as many fatalities as guns of any kind. A fact by the CDC, as lawmakers are continually demanding a new round of nationwide gun controls. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Can the United States really afford the president's infrastructure package? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
The national debt is now over 200% of the nation's GDP. Shall be infringed, shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment fight continues, as Jeremy Scott reports.
Epic Times reports a coalition of 22 states led by Republican attorneys general have called on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against California's attempt to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. The legal challenge is led by Arizona and Louisiana's attorneys general. In 2016, California banned so-called high-capacity magazines holding 10 rounds or more. A federal judge later ruled that was unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit's full 11-member panel has agreed to rehear the case.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.